And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 30th of July, 2014. It was on this day, 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Social Security Act, which created the Medicare and Medicaid programs, country's first national health insurance law. It's the birthday of the blues guitarist Buddy Guy, born Letsworth, Louisiana, 1936, made his own guitar when he was 13, learned to play listening to the records of John Lee Hooker and others, started playing clubs in Baton Rouge, moved to Chicago in 1957. He was just 21 years old, and that's where Muddy Waters discovered him and took him under his wing. He was very popular in the 60s. He was a sideman for Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, Coco Taylor. Eric Clapton said, "Buddy Guy was to me what Elvis was for others." But it bothered Buddy Guy that rock and roll stations would play an Eric Clapton version of a Muddy Waters song, but they would not play Muddy Waters himself. It was on this day in 1975 in Bloomfield Township, Michigan, near Detroit, that Teamsters leader Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. He'd been involved with the Teamsters from 1932 to 1975, been its president. He'd had ties to organized crime, went to jail. President Nixon commuted his sentence. And on this day in 1975, Hoffa told his friends he was going to meet with two mafia leaders at the Red Fox restaurant in Bloomfield Township. Police found his car hours later in the parking lot. No sign of Hoffa. His body has never been found. And it's the birthday of Emily Bronte, born Yorkshire, England, 1818, daughter of a clergyman, sister of Anne and Charlotte Bronte. Mother died of cancer when they were small children. Their father was a quiet, solitary man, spent much of his time in his room. And so the children learned to entertain themselves. They made up stories, made up a whole imaginary land, Angria. And when she was 29, Emily wrote Wuthering Heights. Here's a poem for today by Erica Jong, a poem entitled The Raspberries in My Driveway, with an inscription, a quote from Thoreau, "Nature will bear the closest inspection. She invites us to lay our eyes level with her smallest leaf and take an insect view of its plane." The raspberries in my driveway have always been here for the whole 11 years I have owned but have not owned this house. Yet I have never tasted them before. Always on a plane, always in the arms of man, not God, always too busy, too fretful, too worried to see that all along my driveway are red, red raspberries for me to taste. Shiny and red, without hairs, unlike the berries from the market, little jewels, I share them with the birds. On one perches a tiny green insect. I blow her off. She flies. I burst the raspberry upon my tongue. In my solitude, I commune with raspberries, with grasses, with the world. The world was always there before, but where was I? Ah, raspberry, if you are so beautiful, upon my ready tongue, imagine what wonders lie in store for me. A poem by Erica Jong, The Raspberries in My Driveway, from her collection Becoming Light, published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.